We haven't done this in a while, but it's time for a Stank Gang podcast, and this will be a good one as we're talking with the Midwestern State's new head basketball coach, John Trilley. And normally the first question I ask is, what attracted you to Midwestern State? But in your case, that's kind of obvious, so I'll change the question a little bit. What is it that you love about Midwestern State?
Everything, to be honest. This place was really, really special to me and my family, and it's a place that just put in a whole lot of foundation work for me. And helped me kind of track my path and what I wanted to do and what I wanted to become as I move forward from, you know, a child into a young man. And now for me to have the opportunity to give back, it's just a really special full circle life moment for me. And so I'm thrilled to be back here and leading this men's basketball Mustangs team. So
for those who don't know, you played here, went to the Elite Eight a couple of times in 10 and 11, I believe, 2010, 2011, and then you run Nelson Haggerty's staff for four seasons, so you're very familiar with Midwestern State basketball. When you talk about the identity of a program, what do you think that is for Midwestern State?
The two words that come to my mind are pride and toughness. We're going to build this thing on toughness and guys that are proud to put that MSU across the front of their chest. It's something that we always had in those locker rooms. Was a bunch of toughness and a bunch of pride and guys that were proud to wear that jersey and put it on and represent it every single night they step on that floor. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to have that opportunity to go find some guys and build off what Coach Leslie and Casey had done here the last 6 years and be able to get back to representing this program in March like they did this year. So I'm just really excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, you are taking over a program that went to the NCAA tournament and had a victory in the NCAA tournament, but a lot of that team's gone. So how tough is this challenge now to and do you consider this a rebuilding season for Midwestern State?
Well, you know, honestly, we had a saying that we used to have back when I was here with Nelson, and it was tradition never graduates. And so we're trying to build off this tradition. Obviously, these guys left it in a great place, and so it makes it easier to attract the next wave of guys. You know, some might say it's a little bit late in the game, but I think there's still a lot of guys that are out there looking for a place to call home that are still really, really good basketball players. And it's just our job to get out there and go find those guys and bring them here. And we've started bringing the first wave of guys in this past week. And so we'll kind of see where all the chips fall, and then we'll reload with the next wave of guys here coming up. So it's not time to hit the panic button or anything like that, man. We can reload, and by August, man, when we get all these guys together, we'll be excited about the crop that we have in here.
Yeah, you're kind of anticipating a question, because this is what I hear from the fans all the time, is they're excited that a former Mustang, John Trilley, is here leading the program, but how's he going to find the players at this late date? And you're saying there's still players available out there. How much does the portal help in that circumstance?
I think it helps a lot. You know, there's so much change in college basketball from the end of the season until now. And so it's just trying to decipher through all the information and all the players and everybody that's out there and just trying to find the right guys that fit your program and your identity and what you want to do moving forward. And I think we've done a good job of that here in the first 4 weeks that we've been here. And we're going to continue to do that throughout the summer. And when August gets here, we'll have a good group that's ready to compete and represent MSU in the right way.
What kind of player do you think succeeds in the Lone Star Conference?
Toughness, gritty, experienced. You know, when you look across the league, it's always got really, really good guard play. And then the league has gotten so big from my time here, the styles are very, very different. So you've got to have a team that's adaptable and versatile, and you need guys that can kind of play multiple positions and do a variety of different things. But you know, when I think about this league, it's as good as any league in the country, and so you've got to have that toughness first and foremost, and be about those championship plays and the things that put you over the hump.
Do you have a system that you want to implement, or are you waiting till you get the players to figure out what they do best?
It's a little bit of both. I have an idea in mind of the style that I want to play, but you also have to get the right guys in there to do that. And then as a coach, you've got to be willing to adapt to what you do and what you don't have, and find the players' strengths that you have on your roster and be able to highlight those strengths. That way they you can get the most out of them. And so I do definitely have a plan in mind. I want to play fast. I want to be aggressive and physical, and I want these guys to fly around and just play so hard that you can't tell if they make mistakes. but at the end of the day, You know, we've got to adjust and adapt. And once we get our hands on these guys here in the fall and kind of get a better idea, we can start moving forward in a vision that puts them in the best situation to win.
You just used a word that I always use to describe the Lone Star Conference, and I'm curious about your thoughts as you've kind of been on the outside looking in. I always think of the Lone Star Conference as a physical conference. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. Every night is a battle. And especially when you get into conference play, I would say a majority of the games are going to come down to one or two possessions there in the last minute. And you can chalk it up the last 4 minutes of the game. And you can just kind of put the score within two possessions one way or another, and you're just going to have to figure it out. You know what I mean? And it's just going to come down to the toughness, grittiness, and then the guys, that the team that's the most together at the end of the day. And I just, when you look at this league, man, across the board, there's great coaches, there's great players. I think there's almost 14 or 15 guys that made the jump to Division I from this league this past year. So it's as good as any Division II league that there is in the country, and you've got to be ready every single night to go compete.
What traits do you think will make you a good head coach?
That's a great question.
That's why I get the big bucks.
Absolutely. I think you have to care. You know, you have to have a personal relationship with these guys first and foremost. If you want to get the most out of them, they have to feel that you do genuinely care. And I think sometimes that gets lost, especially in today's culture of college basketball. A lot of times, you know, you may only have a kid for 8 or 10 months, but we still, as coaches, our job is to serve first and foremost our players. And so I think if I can do that every single day and give everything I can to these guys, I think that's the most important thing as a coach that you can do, whether you have them for 4 years or for 10 months. You've got to make them believe in you. And the only way that you can do that, I think, at the end of the day, is just having a real relationship with them.
Your dad was a coach. Is this something you've always wanted to do?
It is. I tried other things while I was in college. My father actually told me not to be a basketball coach.
I think every basketball coach would tell their son that, but they don't always listen.
Yeah, and he tried to tell me to stay away from it, and that it's a tough way to earn a living and to raise a family in the middle of it. But it's the only thing that kept my attention, to be honest. And I remember Coach McCaslin. I got sick my senior year and lost 32 pounds with mono. And he said, "Don't worry about it, Trill. You see the game way better than you play it." And it was a half-hearted compliment, you know what I mean? But I do think there's a lot of truth in that. I was raised in basketball, and you know, I'd sit in on my dad's film sessions and stuff as a little child, and it's something that I grew up in. And I honestly don't know any other way without it. There hasn't been a day of my life where Midwestern State University hasn't impacted it, or college athletics hasn't impacted it. I grew up with both, you know, having both of my parents be MSU alums.
And so, to do it at this level, you really have to love it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I still think there's nothing like getting a team together and just the camaraderie and just going into, you know, another gym on the road. And it's just you and your guys backs against the wall and getting to go compete and see where you stand against your opponent. You know, there's nothing like that. You don't get that feeling in any other profession, I don't think.
How do you attract athletes to Midwestern State?
I think Midwestern State attracts athletes. The tradition, the culture, the facilities. You know, this gym has a ton of character that you don't find in many other arenas anywhere in college basketball anymore. There's just not many places like DL League and Coliseum. And then just when you start talking about the history and the program and the culture, all that stuff attracts the athletes that you want to have in here representing your university. And, you know, aside from that, I think, you know, I also sell myself, to be honest. This place has had a great impact on me, and I think that's been a big key to me. You know, I don't know anything other than my story. You know, I know my story better than I know anything else in this world. So I can sit here and tell these kids what my story is and how this place impacted me. And for me, that's special. And I think it helps too when I'm sitting down in front of these kids and talking to them and telling them about this place.
I know you're in the process of putting together a team. You're also in the process of putting together a staff, right?
Yeah, putting the staff together, putting the team together, and then trying to juggle the move as well. So it's a lot of moving parts right now, a lot of life. But those are good things. You know what I mean? It's been great to just try to figure it all out and kind of do it in my vision and my way. And, so I'm just excited about it. I think we'll have a great staff. We'll have a great team and we'll be ready to compete come November.
What would you want Midwestern State fans to know going into this, your first season?
Just that we're going to compete. We're going to be tough. And, you know, I want it to be built on toughness and grit and togetherness. And I want everybody to come back, you know. I want everybody involved. I can't do it alone by myself. And so I want all those alums from all the old generations, the generations that I was here. You know, hopefully I can just bridge a whole lot of the Midwestern State tradition so we can all come together to achieve a goal. And, you know, I want to be the first team to win a national championship in Division II. In men's basketball from the state of Texas. I don't think anybody's done that yet. And that's my dream and my goal and my vision is to get this place and put it on the highest pedestal.
Great to meet you. Looking forward to working with you. Looking forward to basketball season. Thanks for doing this podcast, and hopefully we get to do many, many, many more.
Let's do it again.
That's John Trulla, the new head basketball coach here at Midwestern State University, joining us on the Stang Gang podcast. It's a special edition. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and get ready for the upcoming basketball season. I'm Pete Stein saying so long.